So long, Miss Italo. Good to see you again. And so long, Tahira.
And shalom, Mishnu Maitreya.
There's two of us.
Let's see. Is this Tahira? Can anyone hear me? Shalom.
Shalom, Tahira. Good sound.
Good sound.
Oh, thanks, God. Thanks, God.
Shalom, Shirin. And shalom, Kiyosha.
Shalom, everyone. Nice to see you all. Shalom, Noor.
You as well. Yeah, thanks, God. So everyone can hear all right, and the sound is okay. Someone is giving feedback. It might be you, Kiyosha. Maybe you should go to mute mode. There we go. That's better. So, second use of GoToMeeting. It's a nice program, huh? Great. Well, salam everyone. Welcome to the members meeting. And thanks God to see all of you here. And thanks God to Hira for that meditation class.
Thanks to God.
The purification by fire is a very beautiful message, I feel. My tray is having a little trouble with the sound, but I'm sure it'll work out. In the meantime, I guess we can go ahead. So how's everyone doing? Say hi, you know, tell us what's going on. Hope everyone is doing well this evening.
I'd like to do a sound test. Is it coming through okay?
Yeah, very good sound here.
Oh, wow, great. Thanks, God. Shalom, everyone.
Shalom, Sharon.
Shalom, Sharon. Shalom, Sharon. I don't know if my sound is on or not. Oh, yes. Shalom, Sharon.
Eunice, is your sound coming through? I haven't heard you yet. Maybe it was just because I was away. Oh, I see. You sound very low. I can hear you, though. Anyone else? Alrighty. Well, I wanted to let everyone know, first off, that these meetings are having an effect. Actually, one of my friends from college listened to the last meeting. He was very impressed by how together we all were and united. And he said we were like a family without the bickering. So, it's having an effect. It's good. So if anyone has any topics that they, you know, want to bring up to start off the discussion or anything they want to say.
This, I would like to just say that in getting this into my computer somehow or another, I disabled PalTalk for myself, so I wasn't on PalTalk this evening, and I'm not so sure I'll be there tomorrow morning. But I will continue to try to get the PalTalk going.
Okay,
thank you.
You just keep pulling it down like that. Thanks, Sergi.
Salama, we can hear you. if you want after the meeting, Samuel, I could try to help, but I'm not sure how much I can do, but yeah, good luck to you.
I, Thank you. All thanks to God, and which is the same thing, I'm sure. What I want to say is that let me try it on my own for a
Sounds good. No, absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, God. Yeah,
it's
sound,
low, Eunice.
Yeah, it's still low, but it's better than it was.
Is it?
Okay. Well, if there's no topics, what did everyone think of the news brief this month? And Maitreya's articles?
Well, I haven't had a chance to read mine yet. But I will let you know.
What do you think? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sorry. It's hard because I, you know, getting the timing right with the muting and unmuting. But I did have a chance to read some of it, and I didn't read everything, but boy, what I read, I thought was really, really good.
You think Maitreya has read about Haiti? Did they handle it the way that they should have?
I don't think so. I like what he wrote about the possibilities and his ideas.
So on, Maitreya, we could hear you.
Son of everyone, I hope you can hear me now. Too loud?
Very good. It's very good sound.
God's good sound, Maitreya.
Okay, great. Go ahead. I'm here now.
Has anyone seen that advertisement on television? With George Bush and Bill Clinton, you know, working together, quote unquote, asking to donate for Haiti. You know, the way that it is now in America, you have to stroke the ego before they'll give you anything. So they're always, you know, they're saying that, you know, Americans have always been so generous and cooperative, so please be so again. And I always, I'm thinking, when, you know, but... And there were earthquakes in many other places of the world where the, you know, the relief effort was big in the beginning and then it just tapered off. There have been some news articles about that, how in some of the other big disaster areas, people have, you know, 3 or 4 years on and forgotten. And really, they have nothing at this point, still. But then Canada is spending $119 million to win all the gold medals. And China did the same thing, and Britain's trying to do the same thing next in 2012. It's amazing.
I'm not even exactly sure about even the money that's collected, if it's get to the right places, right time. The charities and...
May I say a little tiny story that just happened yesterday? I was in a cafeteria-type restaurant and moving my tray, and the lady had a choice of sandwiches, and one, of course, was ham. And I said, "Oh, I don't eat pork." And she said, "Why?" And I said, "Oh, Leviticus." And she gave me a worried look and said, "Oh, well, they had trigonosis in those days, and we have taken care of that." And then I replied, "Well, that's man's law. That is not God's law." And then she gave me a scowling look and directed her attention toward the person next to me in line. and I went on. That's my story.
Yeah, I've heard that argument, actually. People say that, you know, the laws in Leviticus were mostly for cleanliness. They didn't have anything else to do. And now that we're all clean and stuff. I've heard that, yeah.
But I don't think she's correct. Can you hear me? I don't think she's correct on that, because we see so many patients in the hospital who have trichinosis, and they have cysts in their brain, so it's not a disease that's gone away at all.
Oh.
And not only that, but Maitreya said that pork and other unclean animals creates much more heat in the body and much more of a tamasic effect than others. And there are other problems with pork, too, if I'm correct. I remember there was an article shared about some sort of parasites or something a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they, back in the old days, they didn't have H1N1, unless maybe they did.
That's what...
Go ahead.
I'm just going to say what's fascinating is that that H1N1 did start in a swine factory. They're pretty sure that that's where it started from, in a pig factory, and it went from the pigs to the human.
Well, anyway, what God created those kind of animals for?
For cleaning garbage.
That's right.
Two-part harmony there.
That's right.
Lobsters, too. Lobsters clean the bottom of the sea and crayfish.
Yes, They like to eat garbage collectors.
And then I love when humans try to eat, you know, a great delicacy in the Asian countries is pufferfish. And if you cook pufferfish the wrong way, then it will kill you. But they still try to eat it.
mm-hmm.
It's totally illogical.
I think something is going wrong with this world.
Just something?
That was the joke of it.
Yeah, really. Couldn't help it. Like, just everything?
Yep. No, every level you take, something is not working correctly. And what the reason is, why? Why such a such an educated, well-read, schooled, so illogical he is. What went wrong with them? And our teaching is so logical. They are garbage collector. Let them be to collect garbage. And God said so many good things. Exactly like the Garden of Eden. God said, all this good thing I made you eat, but don't eat of that tree. Just because he said don't eat of that tree, they were attracted to eat it. So how's everybody doing last month or so? Anything good happen to you? Any good stories?
Well, last month I read a very good book, which it was entitled God Within Your Body. And it was written by a Jewish author whose name right at the moment I have in my automobile. But anyway, and he was... reflecting on the Kabbalah and the mystical teachings of the Kabbalah, and he went into, you know, every kind of thing the body is involved in, from singing to dancing to eating to dieting to meditating and everything. And he described how you can ideate on the presence of God. And it was just a beautiful point of view, and I thought it would make a great addition to the library that we're going to be having sometime in the future.
Mm-hmm. Sure, probably. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm not, any feedback on the news brief articles and all that?
Have you guys been using the website, and do you have any feedback on the new menu? Do you like it better or worse? Has it been easier to navigate? Anything?
Mm-hmm.
Loved it, especially articles about Hindi and
for that unit.
Well, my son is not coming through still.
Because it's a little low. Yeah.
For me, some the reason, because it shows my mic is working properly, but apparently my voice is not going through.
I hear you. One minute.
No, okay. It's a little garbled here, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm saying I love the articles.
How about the abomination of desolation? The abomination. Abomination.
Yeah, what do you guys think about the similarity to Obama and Obama?
Yeah.
Actually, that one surprised me. I thought that was a pretty neat how that matched up. So perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys think any truth in it?
Oh, yeah.
No.
That was funny, huh?
Oh, golly.
Did anybody get this scared? Of that?
Well, let me just say then what my current investigation into the mission or into and I apologize by saying I haven't taken the second steps yet, and that is I want to get intellectual knowledge or more information about the lokas. Once we leave the manifested first loka, and we go to prana loka, and then we go to crude mental, and then we go to subliminal mental. And I haven't gone and typed them in yet to the mission, but I've been saying to myself, do it for the last probably 3 weeks. But how is that transition?
Transition? What do you mean by transition?
Well, in other words, the some form of a mental understanding that goes from the created, the first loka, which is same as our first chakra, going into the understanding of, for example, loka prana, and which is the second chakra, and then mm-hmm. going into the third, which is loka crude mental, and then into loka subliminal. That's the wrong word, but mental. And it's just something that I am currently interested in getting just a little bit more understanding of. And also, within the framework of my own chakras, a greater understanding. And that would be a greater understanding of the greatest sign, which I'm into. I'm into big time.
Okay. The first three koshas are the lower nature of man. The first level is the same as the first chakra, which is the solid factor. And the second is liquid factor, which is most related to the prana and etheric body, which is also related to sexual organ, which really is etherical movement in the body that makes have the desire, and because it's in that level, you know, it translates that kind of energy. And the third level is the third chakra, which is mental, but is directed toward the external world, which, and this is a lot of politicians are in that chakra, and then it goes to higher mental world. And on. So the relationship is, the difference is that's related to the world, koshas, which is related to each world, lokas. And so the first chakra is, or first kosha is related to the external world. You are afraid for your physiological and safety need, and that's where you concentrate, and really that much, there's not that much of a thought either. Then the second is the people who are in the second chakra, and the physiological need probably is taken care of, that's why they can concentrate on a little higher level, which of creating children and family and that level. And third is, of course, you try to control the world through your mind, which is the three level. And as we said, you know, a lot of politicians are in that level. So chakras and koshas are related to different level of the world. And transmission through different levels, it happens naturally as you meditate and you overcome, you concentrate in a higher level in your life. But no matter what level you are, still the first physiological and safety need and procreation and living in an environment that is kosher and based on God's way, and use mentally to control it for the betterment of yourself and community are still at work. You know, you can't, don't have escape. You say, oh, okay, unless you're not in the body, you still have those needs. And the best way to do it, of course, we all know, is the communities of light based on the eternal divine path. But I was reading the political system and maneuvering what's happening in the world, and still they are trying to dominate each other, and they create environment that they win and other people lose. And in that environment, eventually the people, as we said, win are going to lose, and people who lose win, and the cycle goes on. The only way to cure that is to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth and realize there is a way to win-win situation for everyone. Unless humanity learns that and understands our teachings, they're going to go on and dominate each other and continue with situation. And of course, at the end, usually creation of an environment that tends to destruction, wars, and resistance, and any way they could. They would continue killing each other and destroying one another, and if they don't eventually realize their way is not going to work, that's going to happen. So we're not the politicians. We are prophet of God that is telling them the truth. So we're not here to oppose or support any of them, but telling the truth and leave it to humanity and those who hear it to take it and spread it and change people's mind and our number to increase. The only way we can change the system when majority of the people can see God's way is the only way and turn around and stop politicking and creating environment that one have to dominate and another have to be submissive. It doesn't have to be. So this mental world, all the first three are the lower level that although we are trying to overcome as much as possible, it's not something anybody can escape them. It's not you can transform yourself to the higher level and say, oh, I don't need physiological and safety anymore, I'm fine. You know, it's just even the yogi that lives in a mountain, you know, he has to have some kind of the food, at least have to have an environment with a good prana. So you don't overcome them, you train them or create an environment that everybody would have them. It's become not a big deal. And the only way you can do that is sharing. You cannot hoard, you cannot have all by yourself. And so some people have a lot and some people have nothing. And that again is imbalance and creates suffering. So it's just, these are the laws of God. These are the way of escaping this miserable earth and create it as amendable as possible. Create an environment that at least, you know, we can see that there is a way different than what humanity has created. So this level, you're not trying to overcome completely, but create the communities of light and minimize the effect on them. You know, if you're all thinking of your physiological need, the only thing you think is what you today, this morning, or this and that, that's very, very low level of thinking all the time about eating only. If you're thinking about procreation and your partner and family and sex and all that, then that's not very high. You know, and if you're thinking about, you know, controlling other people, that's not good. So you don't try to overcome them. You try to follow God's way, which is the eternal one. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you, God, for everything. And I do know that my devotion toward the need and necessity for the communities of light grows in me daily. In fact, just about all the teachings do. And
that's good.
So, just make sure no one wants to join Moon, Maitreya Moon. To make sure.
Maitreya Moon. I probably have to explain to them what you mean.
That I in the Alliance group, somebody tried to organize a meeting between the two Maitreyas of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's it's interesting. Before the meditation class, I just looked up really quick Reverend Moon's daughter, and because there was something on the news just tonight as I was driving home from work about what she was saying, that, and this article that I found on the internet tonight said that there's a big disruption in just in the family of Reverend Moon. There's a couple sons and a daughter, and it looks like they're all doing a power grab. So again, another organization that's going in that direction. Is there a problem with the sound?
Somebody had some background noise. It was on and off. Which is it? You know?
I'm not sure. It could be Tahira. It kind of sounds like the meditation class. Could you try going to mute mode, Tahira? See if it's here.
What was that?
Maybe we're having another meditation class.
Yeah.
You probably can turn off your mic. What happened to my... Go ahead. Just click on your microphone to make it red, the data.
I'm looking at the screen. It says use mic and speakers. I can click on that blue dot, and that would take the... Then I wouldn't have the mic and the speaker at all. Is that what you want me to click on that?
No. If you look higher than that, and a little to the left on like a drop down on the side, you should see a green microphone button. And if you mouse over it, it says mute me. And if you click that, then it'll just mute yourself. You won't have to change back and forth.
I see a mic, but it's not green. The square.
On mine it's a round button with blue. And it's a green microphone, and there's blue, and it's at the bottom of a lot of other buttons. It's a little to the left.
Up to the top.
Yes.
With the blue, with the green in the middle.
Yes. Yes.
Click to unmute yourself. Okay.
Yes, exactly. And then just unclick when you want to talk.
Okay. Let's. Did that help the sound? And then I'll turn it back off. Was that it?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I recognize your background noise from the meditation classes.
It's funny. There's not any noises in here, and I'm wondering where it's coming from. Okay.
It could be your computer, although you can hear it. It's not in the room.
Oh, okay.
You have external microphone, or is it headphone? Oh, that's it.
I don't know. Does anyone else have any other topics? Have there been any partnerships to stop the passing of that bill, or any headway on that of the homosexual marriage bill? Has that been going? And what's that like in other countries? Actually, Eunice, is there any push to do that in Turkey as well, or is that just America? And Canada also, right? I'd be interested.
think it's mostly probably in the Western world. Like as far as I know, in this country at least, people are so worried about their physiological and safety needs and the, you know, to get by. Those kind of topics don't even make headlines. So autonomy and you know, politics. I hope my sound has come through. I'm not sure it shows my mic is working, but I'm not sure if you can hear me.
Yeah, you sound good now.
Okay.
How about in Canada? Yeah. Have you felt that there's more of a push to legalize this thing or to push it through law or anything like that up there?
I don't understand what is the subject exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I have a problem with the English language.
I'm sorry. Maitreya, in one of his articles for the news brief, talked about how the probably the last thing that humans have not done that God calls an abomination is a widespread legalization of homosexual marriage. And in America, they were trying to get it passed through majority vote, but the majority spoke and said that they didn't think it was right. And so now they're trying to sneak around that and use the judicial system and take it to the Supreme Court and get a law passed that says that if they can't get married, then it's against, you know, it's a violation of their equality. And Maitreya basically said that if that happens, it's the last straw, and that is the abomination of desolation. That's what we were referring to earlier. So I was wondering if there was anything like that happening in Canada as well. That's all. Mm.
Yes, I understand now. Okay. Yes, I think so. I think some provinces accept that. I think yes. Mm.
In Asheville recently, they were, this city was trying to, some people that were working for the city that were having homosexual relationships were trying to get it passed so that they could have, receive all the benefits that those with regular marriages receive. But there was a big backlash. There was actually some churches supported them, but there was also a big backlash by lots of churches that came against that.
Mm-hmm. So what do everybody think about it? Do you think it's a good idea?
Wait a minute. What good idea? I know what you were just talking about, abomination and... But which particular idea are you asking?
That homosexuals have the same rights as the married people?
It's an abomination.
And consider them as couples, married couples?
It's an abomination.
I agree with that. That's what God says. It's an abomination.
And it will lead to appropriate punishment, whatever that is.
Isn't the Bible for the people who follow God? Should we listen to the Bible, or do we say no? It's no good.
Hello. Oh, we listen to God, and we listen to God's current teachings, and whatever that current teaching is, it's a clarification of all past teachings and a synthesis of all past teachings. So we go with what is currently available to us from God.
Is there anybody who agrees with them homosexuals' agenda. I think it's beyond all the human truth, their rights.
It's just not natural. It doesn't make sense. You know, that's why God said that, huh?
The rights they're asking for specifically pertain to the abomination they practice. It's not like we're denying them of the right to be human or the right to improve themselves or to have their physiological and safety needs. It's that they're asking us to say, what you do that is wrong is not wrong. It's the same thing as if, you know, you told a murderer, you know, yes, we will feed you, you know, in prison, but we're not going to let you out, you know. You do not have the right to go free any longer.
I know there's a big push in Facebook to, there's a Facebook group that said, you know, 1 million people to approve same-sex marriages, and I've been really surprised at the number of people who are in my friend list who join that group. And these are people who call themselves following the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what are you thinking? So it made me think about it, actually. It made me think these people are being so influenced by media or political correctness or anything to not stand up and say, excuse me, this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is not okay.
How many people were homosexual in Adam in Sodom and Gomorrah?
Well, they're all reincarnated now again.
Actually, the majority were
mm-hmm.
homosexual. It means it's kind of a disease. When you accept it, it spreads. It's not going to say just 1.7% that originally they said the number is. Now it's around 10%. And that was interesting. Sorry, you were telling me about an article that a preacher wrote in north of New Mexico. Do you want to tell us about it, or do you want me to tell them?
Oh, go ahead, Marashi.
If you want to tell us, tell them. You know, you wrote it, read it. That would be fine.
Sure. Oh, okay, sure. It was a pastor from a church in Los Alamos, up north of Albuquerque, and he was talking about how many churches are against it, and let's see, I'm trying to remember the article. He was saying that originally when the bill came to the New Mexico Senate, the homosexuals were saying that they just wanted equal rights, and then it turned into a bill which is now asking for marriage, frank marriage between homosexual people. And he said, you know, you see how it was kind of so subtly put out as just equal rights, and now what the real truth is that really what they want, marriage. It was a very strong article. It was great to see a very strong article coming out against that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sort of the whole point is that they are trying to sneak in and push mm-hmm. their agenda little by little
mm-hmm.
to that point. And that is where Americans should just stand up. You know, mm-hmm. one of the things mm-hmm. I'm realizing more and more, Americans become so compliant. As you said, that 1 million people joined that mm-hmm. group. Mm-hmm. And now you teach them God, and we have only 11 people joined us, and even that 11, you know, that have to deal with the people that they think, you know, Moon is also Maitreya. Moon even didn't know the name Maitreya when he started his mission. And so it is really important that humanity realize these things are the abomination by God. But I have to say the truth. I'm not a politician. I'm not trying even to be politically correct. And I'm not trying to create a cult. I'm not interested in either one. So I'm saying the truth. I'm living that and see in the long run who is the truthful. Eventually humanity realizes these things have to be according to God. I'm not even against homosexuals. You know, I'm not against anybody what the people they do in their bedroom. It's their business. But then they shove it in your face to accept their ways. That is when, of course, you know, we have to draw the line and say, no, you can't. If you think you have the right to push something unnatural, I have more right to push something natural and godly. So I'm not going to back off and let you pass a law and then force me to accept something if it's then abomination. It's amazingly distasteful to God. And God says it is abomination. I mean, it's really distasteful. I don't like it. No, and of course, God, even tolerance of God has a limit. So if this country really wants to go back to its glory and power and act godliness, they have to see these things clearly. And the rest of the world, they will follow them. But they have, you know, as far as they have these problems, the rest of the world said, why do we want to follow you? What? But yet, homosexual and these in our nation, they're going to have problems. So, I say the truth. Now, if it hurts some people, if they don't like it, well, too bad.
Maitreya, your article on abominations in the newsletter was so thorough, clear, clean. I never in my lifetime saw anything like it. And I know that all of my exposures to a lot of Christian branches are not teaching that at all. And I doubt that any other religion focuses on it at all. And in fact, as I said, just in reading it and what it did for the my insides was so wonderful I would like to take that one article and put it all around the world, but of course I can't even get my computer to work for me, but whatever. it's like that's another main piece of information that's quite short, and that it would be nice for good men and women to be able to see that, to become better men and women. Or men and women that have a tendency to want to be better, to see that. And because I have never seen anything or heard anything like that before. And all thanks to God, all thanks to God, all thanks.
You know, it was pretty interesting, too. Am I coming through? No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty interesting, too, is the abomination about when men wear women's clothing or when women wear men's clothing. And that is, like, everywhere in this part of the world. Women wear pants all the time. And Christians know that. It's in their Bible. But it's an abomination.
You'll have to get away, get out, be quiet. And I'm coming out when I'm done. Don't come in here. Get out. Be quiet. Don't come in here. Come on. Okay. I'm speaking to the world. I cannot have your conversations in here. When I'm done, I'll come out and let you know. Close the door.
I muted you, Samuel. Sorry about that. You can unmute yourself whenever. But, I was going to say that, what did you just say, Sergi? Oh, yes, that's right. I was going to say, well, they also, you know, also Christmas is not in the you know, these decoration of trees is very clearly in the Bible. So maybe they're feeling that if they're wearing pants while they're decorating the trees, you know, two wrongs makes a right.
What did it say?
That's funny.
Well, and it gets into the whole transgender issue, which we see nowadays of men turning themselves into women and, you know, women saying, you know, it's more natural for themselves to be a man than a woman or whatever, and they say that's okay, and that it reminds you so much of the whole homosexuality thing, too. It's just crossing the borders.
And I think there's a huge majority of people that just don't know. You know, they just don't know. They just have to be taught. They have to read these articles to see that.
And also, go ahead.
That was it, Bruce.
Mm-hmm. It's also the people who advocate democracy, they also advocate the human laws and God's laws. And God's laws should not be even discussed to democratize them. They're absolute laws. And if we put those as something that is all absolute, the rest, sure, let's democratize everything else, but something which is absolute and godly should not be put as a democratic process. And that is that this democracy at this time has gone wrong. And that is why they will pay for it in the long run. And God, it is an abomination, and that is the last straw. You know, they will realize, actually, if they do not follow what I say, they eventually will become an example for humanity in history. In the future, that human knows that breaking God's law, you can actually break it. You break yourself against it. These are the truth. Now, if somebody doesn't like it, those who are in the mission, those who stay in the mission, or they leave the mission because of this truth, it is between them and God. But if they stay in the mission, the idea is you are also a part of this truth, and you have to stand for it. If you don't, then you are become a part of this wrong approach that humanity is in. And we have really examined ourselves to stand for the truth. Of course, the point not to do the jobs, but otherwise you have to stand for God. Am I wrong?
Oh no.
If anybody thinks I am, I'd like to hear.
You're right on.
In one of the satsangs, Epi Maitreya, you said, man has to be man, woman, man has to act like man, woman has to act like woman. You know, fathers act like father and mothers act like mothers. Grandmothers and so on. I think that's the root. You know, not knowing these teachings and not following God's ways, I think we just lose the campus, like the something that eternal divine path is. That's why I think it's great, because you can see where everything falls and don't.
So how did you guys like the suggestion for rescuing people in disaster. Isn't that the better way to do it? That's what we are doing these days?
Mm-hmm. That would be nice if they would implement some of that.
Wouldn't it that be? Yeah.
Even reading that like made me excited.
Because, yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I could visualize myself being a part of that.
Yeah.
How wonderful that would be.
Would it be nice in 24 hours or 48 hours, they're all done and finished and everybody's rescued and nobody's under the debris? Yep. That would be great.
There is a solution.
Yeah, take the ego out. Everything becomes crystal clear.
Very simple.
As far as ego in, you cannot find a solution.
Well, that's a good place to end, as far as I can tell. And, I'll wait just a few more seconds to see if anyone else has anything to say. But if not, then we can say so on here. And thanks God for a good meeting. And thanks God for us all being here at the end times in the right place.
Thank God for the mission.
Thanks, God.
Shalom. Shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
Shalom, everyone.
Salam.
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 Salam.